take you to Leviticus chapter 23. Just want to give you a couple of points about this particular day. It's called the Feast of Trumpets. Leviticus 23:23. The Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, on the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of rest, a sacred assembly, commemorated with trumpet blasts." Did you hear? With trumpet blasts. "Do no regular work, but present an offering made to the Lord by fire." The other thing that I was pressed to do was to take the spikenard and take that Lion of Judah and put it in a lady's hands, and that happened to be Linda. And we anointed his feet. I was pressed to anoint his forepaws and then his mane, all his hair. The two front paws only of the little lamb. I don't know why. It has something to do with the walk, so I'm not sure what that really means. Again, hold a sacred assembly, deny yourselves on the Day of Atonement, which is next Friday. So I'm going to ask you to consider that. Bring it before the Lord. I want you to go to Nehemiah chapter. Well, actually, go to Numbers 29:1 because there's another reference there. 29:1, it says, "On the first day of the seventh month, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. It is a day for you to sound the trumpet." Here's the process and why it's done. "As an aroma pleasing to the Lord, prepare a burnt offering of one young bull, one ram, seven male lambs, a year old, all without defects, etc." Now you know who our lamb is. It's Jesus. Amen? So we need to be aware. Now go to Nehemiah chapter 8, if I remember correctly. Yes. Chapter 8. In this particular area, Nehemiah is restoring the city. And they're having a celebration. And, of course, they brought all kinds of things and found the records, etc., etc. And in verse 1, he says, "When the seventh month came and the Israelites had settled in their towns, all the people assembled as one man in the square." Secret what? Unity. As one man. Who is our one man today? The body of Christ. Are we joined together as one man? Yes, we are. We are made one in Him. Okay? By His blood, we've been made clean. "As one man in the square before the water gate, they told Ezra the scribe to bring out the books of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel. So on the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women and all who were able to understand. He read it aloud from daybreak till noon." If you have a press to word to study the word tomorrow morning, please obey. There may be some times and a place of grace for you. Ask the Holy Spirit. Okay? That is a commission that you all have an ability to read. In that day, there was very few that could read. You got to remember that. So you were dealing with a different type of situation. "He read it aloud from daybreak till noon." That's roughly 6 o'clock on. "He faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand. And all the people listened attentively to the books of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on a high wooden platform built for the occasion. Besides him on his right stood Matitia, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, Maaseiah, and on his left were Pedaiah, Mishael, Malkijah, Hashun. Please don't hold me on these pronunciations. Hadadana, Zechariah, and Meshulam. Ezra opened the book. All the people could see him because he was standing before them, and he opened it. The people all stood up. Ezra raised, praised the Lord. The great God of all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen, Amen. Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. It's important to see they were ready to humble themselves before the Lord because they had been actually in bondage. The Levites and their names instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there. Verse 8. They read from the books of the law of God, making it clear. So again, the commission was to bring clarity and giving the meaning so that the people could understand what was being read. Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest, and the scribes and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, This day is sacred to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. It's not time to cry. It's a new day. It's a new year. Time to look back and say, that was for then. Now is a time for what? A change. So look at your neighbor. Say, it's not a time to weep anymore. It's a time to get happy. For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. So they had been weeping and now it was over. Amen? Nehemiah said, Go and enjoy choice foods and sweet drinks and send some of those who have nothing prepared. This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. You see how far back it goes? The joy of the Lord is your strength. The Levites calmed. All the people saying, Be still, for this is a sacred day. Do not grieve. Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food, to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them, etc. You know, I remember the first time that the Lord said to me that he wanted this to be acknowledged by the house of prayer. And it goes back to grace. It goes back to having a press in my spirit. I think probably the reason for it to get so strong was in 1988. The Holy Spirit had really put it in my heart. I had been actually celebrating it, but it was all my, it was a one-to-one thing, you know. And I still worked and I still did all the things that I needed to do, but I was setting time aside to celebrate and make sure that I would acknowledge the feast at that time. But in 88, wow, I mean, it was like a brand new thing. God said, now you're to go to celebrate the feast. And at that time, Royal was living. And they were celebrating the feast in a campground in Oregon that year. Now, the year before, they went to Hawaii. Why didn't they invite me then? I don't know. But and they talked about this celebration that they had in Hawaii for... I kept getting jealous. Holy Spirit jealous. Okay, God. So anyway, Oregon is better than New England. Because it's going to be different. Now, I can't remember how many of us flew out, but I know it was quite a few. And the part about the choice food was the miracle. Because I had been putting on weight, and I didn't want to keep it on. So I made a kind of a commitment in my own heart, well, I'm going to try to behave while I'm on vacation, because while you're on vacation, how would you know? You usually put on a couple of pounds, and I was not interested in doing that. And I heard the Lord say, especially in this word, all right? This day is sacred to the Lord, and enjoy good food. Whoa. Now that was pretty exciting, right? Yep.
going to do it, Lord.
Well, unbeknownst to me, this campground, we had individual little homes, little houses. And in the houses were two beds, a bathroom, and a little kitchen sink type of thing. It was like a little individual house, and I was with a friend of mine from Full Gospel who actually lived in Westfield. And so we were bunking together, him on one side of the room and me on the other. And it was on a little front porch with two rocking chairs. That was it. It was absolutely like a dollhouse. That's probably more than anything else. It looked like a dollhouse. It was gorgeous. And these were nestled all in different, like, little walkways. And the trees were so huge that I was overwhelmed. They were like the redwood trees, but not quite that big. And I had never seen trees so big. The other thing that was odd is that the tree trunks are not visible. There's vines that grow. I don't know if it was just in that campground, but the tree trunks were all covered. Literally, you couldn't see the trunk. It was just covered with vines all the way up, and they were huge trees. And there was nowhere, except for the walkways, you couldn't walk because it was those vines that would grow all over the place. So you couldn't take a walk in the woods. It was not going to happen. The food, they had this incredible kitchen, and whoever was cooking, man, it was awesome. I mean, I don't think I've ever eaten so much in all my life. And the food was incredible. We had family-style food. And you went to the counter area, and you just brought in as many dishes as you wanted, set on the table, and everybody enjoyed. And the breakfasts were out of this world. They were heavenly. The dinners were out of this world, and so was the evening meal. It was just unbelievable, the food they had. I ate, and I did not gain 1 ounce. I ate double this and double that, and it was unbelievable. It was so good. And I'll tell you, if you ever get a chance to take and get some goosenberry, I would definitely say get some, even if it's in a can. It is absolutely outstanding. If you like a combination of raspberries and blueberries mixed together, that's what they are, and they're incredibly juicy. So I would definitely highly recommend those if you see them. But the highlight was the intensity of getting fed the Word of God. I mean, we had 3 sessions and sometimes 4 sessions a day. And nothing else to do but to just digest the Word. And I'll tell you, I mean, it got to the point where my mind was just so full. And when it says the people would lay down on the floor, that's exactly what happened. And one of the highlights was a black lady from California. That was the first time I met her. And they had a group of people that did some music. And she was, I would say, almost as tall as you. Okay? So I would say 5'10", 5'11", somewhere in there. And heavy set lady. Well, you know, we listened to the CD about singing and dancing. Well, that's the part that was overwhelming. They had 4 ladies, and they had, I believe, 4 ladies and one young man, and they were the dancing, singing group. And they were standing like behind a rail. There was like a rail. Almost looked like a ballet-type rail, but it was in front, and they were standing in the back. And we were sitting, just like you guys, and we're watching them, and we're celebrating, and we're singing along. And all of a sudden, did you ever see somebody levitate? That's what I watched. This woman was so in the realm of the Spirit. She was bare feet, and her feet did not touch the ground. She literally levitated, and I told her about it. She didn't remember nothing. She levitated, and her feet were actually just like sweeping on the floor. They weren't touching the floor. And she levitated in that space of I don't know how long,
And for me, it was an eternity because my eyes could not comprehend. I had never seen anybody in that realm so high up. And by the way, we had one person last night give a testimony to me that last week, when this person came, that the Holy Spirit literally let his spirit out of his body and he went zippo into the air. And for 4 days, he debated about ever returning because he was scared out of his mind.
So God can do things. God knows how to do things, and they're personal. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. That feast was so awesome for me. And when I came home, I was a chatterbox to Pastor Gino. He was full of questions and I was full of responses. And the following year, don't think we celebrated before 89. I think we went into 90s before actually we got permission to go forward. And he gave us the okay. And all I can tell you is, God is in control. God is in control. Okay? So tomorrow, you have a commission from the Lord. At least take a little bit of time with the Word, if you can, if you have to work. If you have a little bit of time off, take some quality time in the Word. And get some choice foods. Enjoy something special. Just to celebrate the New Year. And remember, next Friday is the Day of Atonement, and we'll follow the rules as the Holy Spirit leads, and to make sure that there's no legalism in this thing, it's not something that you're going to get punished by God if you miss, if you don't do, or whatever. Just obey. That's all I ask. Obey. And if the press to share something is there in your heart, I'm all ears.